We'll try to go with the Rashba's approach. We first have to go through the Gemara, though, with Rashi, and then the Rashba has a clear explanation. Okay, we'll see how far you want to branch out. Okay, where's Matt?
Sick.
Sick? And Max is coming?
It's not late yet.
All right, so let's start. Who wants to read? Where's Levy? Smoking?
Yeah. Bigger can smell it.
All right, someone want to read? Go ahead.
Itmar hiviu ifnehem tainim v'anavim besocha suda amarav huna t'unim bracha ifnehem v'ein t'unim bracha lachareyem.
All right, so if... so they brought before them figs and grapes, right, in the middle of the Suda. So Rav Huna says then you need to make a bracha before them, but you don't need a bracha after them. Achein Amar Rav Nachman. Okay, so Rav Huna and Rav Nachman hold the same way. Right, tu'unin bracha lefneim, ve'ein tu'unin bracha lacharam. Okay, so what's the why?
So Rashi says, "Heviu lefneim t'enim v'anavim besocha suda." V'lo lifa says ha'pas. Im kein hayu lehu tefela.
Okay, so it's not lelefes as ha'pas. What's lelefes as ha'pas? What does that mean? That means to be eaten with the bread. Okay.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
On the bread.
That's the simplest way to understand it.
What's the root that that's mean?
Lift on, lift on it. Just it means the lefes. What does the root mean?
Yeah, I mean, I understand.
It's Aramaic, isn't it?
Didn't it say like entwined?
To company,
entwined,
a company?
Entwined or covered.
Entwined, but like reference. Bread specifically.
Yeah, the way I learned from Jester, the way my shot, the same shot
was
said,
general
it's like
term.
Even like maybe in the bread.
Well, lift on is the general term for things eaten with bread. I mean, it's like condiments, huh? It's but
spreads.
It also means in general things that are eaten, with, huh?
Relish.
Like relish, right? Okay.
So Rashi says, "Low lift on is a pass." The imkain hayuluhu tefela, the ain cholak the davar shein tuna bracha lo lefana v'lo acharos.
Okay, so if it was actually the lefes as a pas, like I mean, usually people translate accompanying the bread. I don't know where they get it from, but I'm not sure. I didn't look up the etymology. But then he's saying everybody would agree that it's tefela, and everybody would agree there's no need for a bracha beforehand or afterwards. So that's not the case. The case can't be that it's lelefes as a pas, because then it would be pashut. Then it would be pashut that it wouldn't need a bracha beforehand or afterwards. And why not? Why would it not need a bracha beforehand or afterwards? Because it would be tofel to the pas. It would be tofel to the pas. So that's the first thing that we see there. What? That if it's tofel to the pas, then what?
Falls under the bracha of the pas.
Then it will be under the pas for both bracha Rishona and bracha Achorna. Now that itself is not a chiddush because it's a Mishnah, right? I mean, that really birich al pas potos aparperas. That's the next Mishnah, or it's the Mishnah of Ikar and Tofel, or it's the Mishnah of Ikar and Tofel.
So they both the same thing? Or?
Well. Depends who you ask exactly. Kol shu ikar vimo tefela mvarchal ikar potas tefela. So Rashi saying it's ikar. Rashi saying if it was lelefes as a pas, it would just be tofel. And if it's tofel, then you have a mishnah. Kol shu ikar vimo tefela mvarchal ikar potas tefela. Meaning for both, for everything.
But
so he's saying that's not the case. Huh?
Is there a reason that the Gemara has to pick a case where it's you're doing it lemesek as a fib or whatever? I mean, why?
So what is
as long as if Rashi holds lefes as a pas means it's actually on the bread, why can't it just be any case even if it is lamazon l'sovah, but you're just not eating it on the bread, so that it would be ikar and tafel. Like, why can't the Gemara just bring a case of proof and try it or whatever? Does it specific dafka have to be this case of lamesa gets fib? I mean,
I don't see what you're saying. Rashi's saying it's not a case of simple ikar and tafel. Right? That you understand.
Right.
Because then there couldn't be a three-way machlokas. It was simply a case of ikar and tafel. Right? So the lefes tapas means ikar and tafel according to Rashi. That's what it means.
Why does Rashi have to explain why you're having these peros? Just say you're not having them on bread. So therefore it's not ikar and tafel.
Well, apparently he's saying it's what is the guy doing?
He's just explaining why a guy would be having peros in the middle of the Suda. I mean,
he's telling you you're not bringing them for the bread. He's telling you you're not bringing them to accommodate. You're bringing them by themselves to sweeten your mouth. He's telling you why you're bringing them.
What are you asking? I'm not sure what you're asking.
I'm asking that given that ikar and tafel...
Just say that it's not ikar and tafel? Why does he have to explain what they're doing here?
No, just given that ikar and tafel, but that lefis is a possibly means that it's on it.
I didn't say that. Nobody said that.
Oh, you said that shot is that it's on it.
That's
the
plain shot, but whatever it is, the essential idea is that it's tafel to the pas. Okay? That's the essential idea, that lelefes is a pas means it's tafel to the pas. So all Rashi's saying is, it's not a case where it's tafel to the pas. Okay? You want to know exactly how is it tafel to the pas? Does it have to be on it, or could you eat it in between bites with the bread? That's already more complex case of ikar and tafel. But the plain shot Rashi is saying one thing, that it's not a case of ikar and tafel. And he holds, and he's saying, lelefes is a pas would be ikar and tafel. So it's not lelefes is a pas. Therefore, it's not ikar and tafel. So what is it? Because if it were ikar and tafel, then what? Then it would be... It would be pasha. You're saying, because he says lamatek as piv, it's mashmal, even if it wasn't eaten, that it doesn't have to be on the bread to be lefis. Okay, it's good to hear.
Why does he mention peros?
What?
Why does he end off the word just say shabal lamatek as a piv betoch hazuda but peros? Why does he say to peros?
Yeah,
it's ain't even an oven.
Right, but he's saying he just seems like he's making a rule.
He's just telling you why the peros. He says, sometimes peros are brought to sweeten the mouth. Now, other things aren't brought. Don't bring meat to sweeten your mouth. Peros sweeten your mouth.
I mean, obviously, Rashi, for some reason, is describing a normal case. You guys are bothered, why isn't he telling you what the normal case is? I just tell you, they made up an insane case, and here's the insane case. Why does Rashi have to make it somewhat normal? Why do they have to make it like a practice? Okay. We'll see what the halachic implications will be. But that's what Rashi's telling you. He's telling you this is a part of the way they would eat. They would sometimes have foods, they would have some foods would be lelefes to pas, and those are completely tafel to the pas, don't require a bracha rishon or a bracha achrona, right? But this is a case, it's not a view lefneim, a crazy case, it's something that's done.
It's an appetizer.
So what do they bring the peros for? And it's besoch hasuda, that's the problem. The problem is besoch hasuda. So why would they bring peros besoch hasuda? Right? So why would they bring peros besoch hasuda? Lematek es piv. So what does that mean?
Cleans your palate.
It would seem so. It's like a cleans your palate.
Like a sorbet.
Like the intermitsu, right? The sorbet. That's what you mean. Sometimes they have between courses. Sometimes at fancy affairs between the courses, they'll have like a little sweet, something a little sweet, right? So that's what's that.
Not necessary to say that. Why can't you just say if you wanted an apple?
Because it's in the middle of a meal. Where is the function in the meal? As it would seem, it is. It seems. It doesn't seem like this is just a crazy case. It's not Hevi'u Lifneim because they were crazy that day. They said, let's do something crazy. Let's have an apple in the middle of the meal. It's
the point of
it has
of the
a purpose. Yeah. It has a function. It has a place in the Suda. It's a practice. It's part of the Suda, and they want to know, what do you do in this case? How do you handle this case in the Suda? You're sitting down for your Suda, and why are you sitting down for your Suda? Because you're hungry, right? So what do you eat when you're hungry? You eat substantial foods, right? So why are you having a fruit in the middle of your meal? When's the last time in between your chicken and your corned beef you had an apple?
The others have side dishes like asparagus.
That's a side dish. That's a side dish. That's not a. That's not to einim and anovim.
I
guarantee you haven't seen the grapes on the table in the middle of the meal. But because it's not a food that you eat to fill up on. A side dish is something that is filling, something to eat. But you certainly wouldn't have it for dessert. You certainly couldn't reverse it completely. Nobody serves potato cocoa for dessert. So it's a different thing. It's a different thing. So what is a fruit doing in the middle of the meal? Why would a fruit be in the middle of the meal in its natural form? To sweeten the palate. Okay? Problem is, you guys don't know how to eat. Now I see. You don't know how to grow things? You don't know how to eat things.
Well, we're still here.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
We should become farmers and gluttons before we go to the circuit.
Okay. No, but there's no doubt. I mean, you're all right that we didn't really get to it yet. But it would seem that, I mean, you're right, we didn't get to the Rashi yet, but the next Rashi, where he says, well, guys, read the next Rashi, guys. Mevorech lefneim, why?
Delat filin.
Velo lacharayim. Why?
Because the Muslim patursan.
Okay, so obviously, if it's a completely insane activity, it would seem that the benching wouldn't cover it. Has to be something in the Suda for the Birkas HaMazon to cover it, it would seem. Because if you get later on, much later on at the end of the Gemara says if you have these fruits after the outside of the meal, you do have to make a bracha after them. Right? When you get to Rav Papa, right? All the way at the bottom. Mm-hmm. That if they're... Huh?
That's after Birkas HaMazon.
No. That's the Pasta Baba Kistan is after Birkas HaMazon. But if it's...
Papa also makes a statement of something that's after benching.
Meaning like
what's that?
Papa, separate from the possible benching, Papa makes a statement about the peros outside of the Suda that you have to be able to work on.
But that's after the Suda, it doesn't mean after the benching.
Meaning like you got up, walked away from the Suda and ate an apple?
What? They ain't Birkas HaMazon Portrasa. It's not, you can't, it's certainly not going to pop them if it's after benching. But anyway, look. So you're all right. You're making a good, it's a good point. That it does have to be part of the meal. Somehow it has to be part of the meal. And that's what Rashi is explaining. Okay? Why it has to be part of the meal. In order for there to be machlokas over here. I mean, it's not just going to be... right? It's not that nobody holds just whatever you happen to eat from the beginning when you wash till the end is automatically covered. It has to be some concept that's included in the meal. Huh? But still, even him, it has to be that it's something in the meal. Otherwise, no svar at all. Okay.
Shishas?
Go ahead. So anyway, what kind of a svar is this? So why should the Birkas HaMazon pot to them? We don't know. I mean, Rashi doesn't give any explanation. All he explains is that what? Is that the Bracha Rishona won't work. Why? Why would the Bracha Rishona not work?
This is not tefillah, it's what the bracha rishona was on.
Because it's not tefillah to the pas. It's not tefillah to the pas. I mean, Rashi gives very, very little information here. Very concise.
it's not being tefillah is why you remove your chayav.
That's why you have to make the bracha rishona. Because
right.
It's not tefillah to the pas.
Right.
Okay.
So Rav Shishas Amar, tenim bracha bein lifneim bein lachareim. Shein lecha davar shetoim bracha lefanav ein toim bracha lecharav ela pasav b'kisim shabbat.
All right. So Rav Sheisha says that what? That Rav Huna and Rav Nachman are wrong. That really it needs what? It needs a bracha afterwards too. Not only does it need a bracha Rishona, but it needs a bracha Achrona. Why? Rashi.
Says Bein Lefnei Bein LaAchareihem. Delo Poter Ela Midei Dezayin. V'Hani Lo Dezayin.
That's difficult. So Birkas HaMozon only potters things that are Zayin. What is Zion? I mean, really, we said everything is Zion except for salt and water, right?
Isn't also the case with Tanim if you made Birkas Hamazon?
That's Tamarim.
Oh, Tamarim.
It's a good question.
What is it, Zion? Is it filling?
Yeah. No, it gives you. It takes away your. What's that?
It's nutritious.
It's nutritious, right? But it's not satisfying. Not something you get filled up on. It will remove some hunger, but it's not really
not Muslim.
Yeah.
You
have
to
tell
it,
right?
Yeah.
You say it's nutritious.
Right, that's
it has to be nutritious. I mean, that's the Gemara we did in the beginning of this and the beginning of the pair.
What's
the
size?
It's definitely more than
salt
that.
Right, well, it can't, yeah, then it would have to exclude pears.
Says, yeah. Kol hazon olai. Right, if a guy says kol hazon olai, then he can eat. Then he can only eat water and salt. Right, because everything is zayin, except for water and salt. So Rashi doesn't mean that it's not zayin. I mean, it's difficult.
Well, later Rashi says lamazon and velos.
Right. It says kol mili nehi delo ikru mazon miu mezon zayini. It's true, not everything is called mazon, but it is zaini. Rashi says on Lamed Hayam Beis, bar mimayim melech, except for water and salt. So what does he mean over here? What does the Sheish mean over here? It's not zaini.
Type of zaini.
Type of? What type is that?
It's just like you have different types of bracha rishonos, so there's different types of bracha chonos. And the fact that you were satiated doesn't mean that you can now just make a one catch-all bracha on all, you know, sviya. But no, there's different types of satiation. So pears are a different type than, let's say, the grains. So therefore, you wouldn't be poter there.
So it doesn't really mean zayin over here. It means it's not mazon.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead. And what's satiation's proof? It's a funny proof. Things start going south over here. Right?
So he says, except for...
Pasa Bobikistan. What is Pasa Bobikistan?
So
go ahead.
La'achar achila, uvirkos mazon haya regilim lahavi kisnin.
Vein kolios. So, pas, that phrase is a very confusing phrase. Pas ha-bo-bikisnin. Okay? Bread that comes in kisnin. The Rashi learns it means with kisnin.
What does kisnin literally mean?
Kisnin means kolios, he says. It means kernels. Parched kernels. So he says that really, what does it mean, pas habo bikisnin? It means the bread, the special bread that they would eat together with these kernels, with these parched kernels. And what was so special about this?
In it or with it?
With it.
So
kolios are good for the heart. Hani kisni the malo liba. Okay, so that's Rashi's raya that kisnin means the kolios, because the Gemara says kisnin is good for the heart. Okay, fine. That's why they would eat them after the meal. They'd have some good heart food. Go ahead. But anyway, nobody just wants to eat kernels. That's not fun. So what do they do?
Hani kisni the malo liba.
Right, that's the right that they're good for the heart. Go ahead.
So what do you want to say?
Mevian imohen. Right after that word libo, you got it right there.
Oh, mevian imohen pas shenolsha im tablin.
So they will bring with the kolios pas that was kneaded with spices. Kain uvlis.
Yeah, that.
Shalano. Okay, go ahead.
V'yesh osin osan kamin sipurim. V'ilanos v'ochlin mehen davar ma'od misoch shenos.
Since some people would make little birds, little trees.
Why are you telling that?
I mean, like, cutouts?
This is important stuff.
Like, bird tree shape.
Shapes. I don't know if they're cutouts.
I prefer
out.
To think
they're
sculptures.
More artfully designed.
Okay, there's definitely like
they were telling.
Didn't you ever have a gingerbread man? It's like the original gingerbread man.
Gingerbread man.
Gingerbread man.
Presumably, he's just using that as a way of identifying what his current is. Not that the shape actually matters.
Go ahead.
V'ochlemehen davar ma'od. They eat a little bit of them.
They would eat a little bit. They would eat of them a little. They don't eat a little of them.
Like to help with the kissing?
I guess.
But they were only eating it for itself.
Right.
Okay.
Mitoch
shenosim ba tavin harbe ve'gozim mishpedim umachlam ma'od. Lo yitin abrocha mein shalosh.
Okay, so since they would eat them, since they were spiced, right, very spiced, and they had nuts, and almonds, you know, and they would only eat a little bit of it. Lo hitinua brocha me'ein shalosh. Now, when was this eaten again? This is eaten after Berakas HaMazon, according to Rashi. Right? So, certainly needs the brocha Rishona. It's not part of the suit at all. But, he says, what does it mean that it doesn't have a brocha lacharayim? What does that mean? It doesn't have a brocha lacharav. What does that mean, it doesn't have a brocha lacharav?
Not its own.
It doesn't have an alamichya. Doesn't have an alamichi afterwards. But it has a bari nefashos. Now why does it not have an alamichi?
It's not enough.
Because it was very spiced. It was loaded with nuts. And they eat very little of it. Okay.
Someone usually say that mazon takes precedence.
They would have a
kizayis. They would have a kizayis, apparently. Otherwise, it wouldn't be in Baron of Vashos.
Yeah, but a kizayis is not a kizayis of wheat, it's not a kizayis of flour.
No, that's not what he's saying, though. Then there's no chiddush, there's no alamechir. Because even though they ate a kizayis of the bread, even though they ate a kizayis of flour, they didn't require an alamichi for this. The chachamim did not require an alamichi for this.
I don't think that's not
that loud reading. Well, what's the chiddush? I don't understand.
Then it could just be any case.
Then anything. Anything.
Right.
Anything. You don't. Anytime you don't have a kizayis of flour, you don't make a bar in a flour. You don't make an alamichi on it.
It's a kizayis of food, but not of flour.
It has nothing to do with possible b'kisne. It just has to do with the fact.
Right.
I don't know. Rashi says that they're. What about the?
Where he had half kizayis of flour and half kizayis of spices and nuts. That was the point.
But then why would you make alamichi at all?
No, you make the burin fashos.
But then, but he would be saying there's no chiddush then. That's an obvious case. Obviously, you would make alamichi when it's not a kizayis.
That's not the halacha, right? You don't have to have a kizayis of worth of flour.
Yeah, half kizayis of flour. Yeah.
Really.
That's
a lot of flour.
Not that much. How much is a kizayis of flour? 20 grams?
Like in a piece of cake?
24.
I mean, a lot of the
oh, yeah,
there's
21
grams.
I remember because you made that joke.
Yeah,
I think you made that joke when someone
mainly cooked.
When
it was cooked.
I think you
in 20 grams of flour, they couldn't make a whole
you?
Lot. I don't know how much protein you
made
20 grams of flour.
Very, very little.
Yeah, it was for heroin.
However much cake substance there is pretty much a flour amount. Unless it's filled with a bunch of other
stuff.
How much does it
weigh?
I mean,
you have like a knish, is a question. Right? Very thin flour around the giant potato.
What about like a pot and
diet?
Lemon.
Depends. Anyway, maybe I'm wrong, but this is what it seems from Rashi. Otherwise, what's the chiddush of here? What does he mean they didn't require? What does he mean? Yeah. Lo hiti nuha bracha mein gimel. Midi dahavi apas oriz v'dochein. This is where things get really bad for Rashi.
What does that mean?
So now there's another case. So what does Rashi just mean? This is the only case. He says it's just like bread made out of rice and millet.
Millet?
Millet.
It's a type of grain.
Like a bad grain.
No, it's a grain. Do you have ever any birds? Anyone have birds? Like they feed that to birds. Millet.
This case isn't the same though.
So what's the halacha on rice? What's the halacha on rice? Pass me out of the rice. So you bake a bori, you make, what do you make first? Mizonos.
Yeah.
And a bori and fashos. Make a mizonos and a bori and fashos, just like that.
Lo klum is reference bori and fashos.
Bitchila a bori mine mizonos and basof lo klum, yeah. Means, that's clear. Yeah.
Why? I look
at not lo angel.
What does Rashi say in that Gemara there? What daf is it on?
Yeah, you're proving his point. You're proving
his question. Oh, you mean maybe if you didn't have a bracha, maybe it would be a halamechia.
It
doesn't mean
that.
Sometimes low
klum,
I would assume it means
nothing.
Not for
any. Yeah, but Rashi says, Laman Zayin, velo klum, former, ein toon mi birkos peros eris yisrael, velo klum. Elabori nefoshos rabos, kol mi di delese mishivas haminen.
Right, so isn't that, it seems like that would be the same thing as the case of Arnamar. You make a very foshos and not an halamechia.
Not like our Gemara at all, because I know what you mean. I mean, which case do you mean? You mean the possible kissing?
The case where you have a possible kissing.
Right. So you mean? So what does Rav Sheshes mean? It's the only possible kissing, the only case. Is that what you mean?
Like that.
I don't know. What's your question on Rav Sheshes?
I thought the case Rashi was explaining was a case where
just like Oreis and Dochen.
Are those cases also?
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
Are those cases also because you're eating a little bit?
No, you're eating bread. Uh-huh. It's bread.
No matter
rice
what,
bread.
They just don't have a main shalosh.
Well, no matter what, right. They don't get the main shalosh.
What is it?
It's a lime zayin on aleph. Oh. That's where the Gemara starts. It starts at the top. See, it starts in the middle of lime zayin on aleph. It's confusing to go through this whole Gemara. But it starts in the middle of Lama Zayin Amad Aleph. It actually starts all at the top. It says, Lafuki Oriz V'dochen, Lafilu Isi B'ein Elom V'arach L'Amborim V'Nim Zonis. V'Oriz V'dochen L'Amborim. Vatanya vila fun of pasores pasdochein. See it like 10 lines from the top. Mevorach alav tchila v'sof k'maisik adera. So it's like a maisik adera. We got a maisik adera. Tanya b'tchila mevorach alav boyer minim zones v'sof mevorach alav brocha achas main shalosh. That's an alnuchim. K'maisik adera v'lo k'maisik adera. K'maisik adera then mevorach alav tchila v'sof v'lo k'maisik adera. Dila maisik adera b'tchila boyer minim zones v'sof brocha achas main shalosh. Ve'ilu hacha b'tchila mevorach alav shakol nebidvaro u'l'besof boyer nefosh rabos v'chesur nanakol mashabro. The ore is lav maisik adera v'atanya. It's a complicated one. But where does it go? Something goes like this. The Tanya, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, always min dogano. V'chayav la chimutza koris. Okay, so he holds it's really like a flower. Rabbanon, of a Rabbanon lo. Rabbanon lo, v'atanya. Here we go. This is the one. Hakose shesachita mevorech alea bori pri adama. So if you chew grains, you make an adama. Tochna ofa ubishla. If you grind it, bake it, or cook it, bake it and cook it, bismancha prusus kayamos. So in other words, you made a bread and then you cooked it. So if the pieces are big, batchila mevorach alev amotzi lechem min haaretz, lubesof mevorach alev gimel brachos. So that's on what? That's on chita, right? Correct? If you chew chita, it's a bori pri adama. If you make bread out of it and then you bake and then you make matzah brai, right? You cook it, you make something out of the bread, French toast. So then if the pieces are kayamos, so then you still bread. Regular bread. You're washing your bench. That's chita. Hakose says ha-oreis. What about oreis? Mivarchal of boy priadama. So the same thing. You make an adama. Tochno opal bishlo. But let's say you make flour. You make flour and you make bread out of it and you cook it. Apple pisha prusas kayamos. But chilim varchal of boy minimizon. Zorchal of brocha achsme and sholosh. Mani. So who's that? Ilam Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He damar oreis min dogon who oreis brocha min oreis sholosh brocha boy levuchi. Elav rabbani. Yitufta Rav Shmuel tufta. Okay, so this is the one start. Sorry. Amar Mar, Kosis Achid and Varchla Bori Priyadama, Vatani Bori Minim Zorim, and next one. Amar Mar, Kosis is always Varchla Bori Priyadama, Tachno Afal Bishlo, Afal Pisha, the problem is repeat stuff, like violent. Afal Pisha Prusos, Bikayamos, Tchil and Varchla Bori Minim Zorim, so Varchla Minim Zorim, Vatani Yulim Sofalo Klum, that's the one. There we go. Phew, knew it was in here somewhere. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Lo Kasha, Ha Rabban Gamliel, Ha Rabbanan. The Tanya, Zeh Klal, Kol Shem Yishivas Aminim, Rabban Gamliel Omar, Sholosh Brochas, Chacham Olam Brochach Men Sholosh. That's not the part. But anyway, so no, there's a Brisa, there's two Brisas. One Brisa says like this, that if you, that's the first one we read. If you make bread out of rice, so the Tanakama says that what? You make a Bori Minim Zonos and an Alamichya. But then there's another Brisa that says, Ulu Besof Lo Klum. Right? No bracha after. And that's the way we hold. We hold like the velo klum. But what is velo klum? Rashi over here says what velo klum means. Velo klum means bori nefashos. Right? But that's how we hold. Liolam rabbonan, v'tani gabi oriz v'lusov enam v'rv ala velo klum. So the same thing. But that's just the rest of this gemara, the laman zayin laman beis, is just working out the stira between the two brises. The one that says it's a main shalosh, and the one that says veloklum. So it says that's really, it's really the rabban and the whole veloklum. But veloklum means bari nefashos. Rashi doesn't say it over here, huh?
No.
Right. Okay. So anyway, so what's the going on of it? So Rav Sheshes is saying that what? Rav Sheshes is saying that you have to make a brocha achrona on the teinim and on the anavim. Why? Because the only thing that you make a brocha rishona on without making a brocha achrona on is pasa baba kisna.
Yeah, when's the
pasa baba kisna? Pasa baba kisna. First of all, the problem is pasa baba kisna is coming after Birkas Hamazon.
Right.
And it seems like it has nothing to do with our case. Right? Second of all, Rashi says pasa baba kisna is just like oriz and dochen, which you make a bari mi name izonos on, and then velo klum at the end. Right? Which is bari nefashos.
Isn't there a stira?
What?
Isn't there a stira between velo klum and fact that you don't make a bracha?
Veloklum. No, that's what veloklum means. Veloklum means you don't make, you make a bari nefashos.
So when Rav Sheshes said this, he was referencing bari nefashos as opposed to main shalosh.
That's right. But the problem is, what does Rav Sheshes mean that there's nothing else? He says there's only one thing you make a bracha on before, no bracha on afterwards. And that's possible because, and Rashi says, yeah, and it's just like oriz and dochen. So now there are two things.
Our case of Lo Lachrim, where when Rav Nachman says it doesn't have a bracha afterwards, it means that Birkas Hamazon is poter.
That's the other problem.
Not that it has a bracha afterwards.
That's the other problem.
That's what David was asking. I thought you were saying that it means it has a bracha afterwards.
That's what Pasul Bava Kistin means.
Pasul Bava Kistin, right. Not our case.
Our case.
Right. Lo Lachrim means Birkas Hamazon is poter.
Correct. That's also the problem. Right. That was the first problem. Right. That we're talking about in the Suda, will Birkas Hamazon part of the, will Birkas Hamazon cover it? Right. In other words, we're not, you could say that Rav Sheshes is completely different, because we're not saying it doesn't require Bracha Achrona, we're just saying that that the Birkas Hamazon will cover it. Right? In other words, what does it mean when he says the Birkas Hamazon will part to the Bracha Achrona? Chakira. What does it mean that Birkas Hamazon According to the first sheet, right? According to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. What does he mean, Birkas Hamazon Potrasa? Does he mean, right, that there's no, that, well, does he mean that you're chayev in the Shiva in the main Shalosh? You're really chayev in the main Shalosh. Chayev to make an Allah Paris because you attain a man in oven. The only thing is, Birkas Hamazon will do a double duty. Right?
What's that? It has to mean that because it has to be your putz from a chayev.
Okay, so that's one way to learn. Okay. Or it means that what, Levi?
That it just doesn't need a...
How could, but that, but what about Gabby's question? What do you mean?
That Rashi's useless.
I would agree with Rashi.
You agree,
I mean,
with what?
I agree with Gabby.
Gabby.
You just say it's part of the Suda.
It's part of the Suda.
Yeah.
Or you could say it becomes, it doesn't get its, it doesn't have its own Chiyuv. Its chiyuv comes in the suda, becomes part of the suda. It doesn't mean that it's potter on its own individually. It means it's potter as part of the suda.
Really, you'd be chayv
burning a
fashas. That's a good question.
No. Really, you'd be chayv burning a fashas.
No, you're really chayv. No,
I'm saying, but because it's part of the suda,
no, it's taking them enough. You chayv all the pairs.
So,
the hakir is, the question is, the question is, what's the Birkas HaMazon going on? Is the Birkas HaMazon going on two things? It's going on the bread and everything that was tuffel to the bread, plus the tainim and the anav.
Oh, I see.
Now, it's really, really, l'chatchila, I should make two bracha achronas. The only thing is, it would be like a bracha shena tzricha to make two bracha achronas. Because the Birkas HaMazon will be the Eved cover to Einim and Anavim. Nafmin would be, if I ate Einim and Anavim and I accidentally benched. Right? Are you saying that it's like I ate Einim and Anavim and I benched by accident? Birkat HaMazon by accident. Right? Is that what you're saying, Gabi?
What do you mean you benched by accident?
Happens to me, I'm telling you, it does happen to me.
I don't know by accident, but whatever, that Birkas HaMazon covered Tainim and Anavim.
I didn't have a meal, I just had Tainim and Anavim. And I said Birkat HaMazon.
No, there might be a difference between, let's say there's one, once you could already have the...
Benching is not in Hebrew.
Could you say there's a difference between, like, once you already have the... Once you already have the feet to bench, right?
The spider, I feel a bit of spider.
Then afterwards, once you have the feet to bench, and afterwards, if you... This could also be under that, but just on its own right, you just have Tainim.
That's a very complicated formula, I don't know what you're talking about. It might make sense. I just don't know what you're talking about. But we're not ready for such complexities. But that's the Chakira. The Chakira, you understand? Is it that I'm really chayav in a main shalosh? The only thing is, in some way, maybe Jeremy's right. Maybe my kasha is not a... Maybe my nafkamina is not good. Maybe in some special way, Birkas HaMazon will cover it in this case. But essentially, it's the Birkas HaMazon is covering the... is really pottering my chiyuv of Me'in Shalosh. I have a chiyuv of Me'in Shalosh. The other thing is, Birkas HaMazon will potter my chiyuv of Me'in Shalosh. Or do you say Birkas HaMazon potrasan because they're subsumed on the Suda? Just like Birkas HaMazon potters things I eat lefes as a pass. Right? They're all subsumed on the Suda.
Then you only have to question whether or not according to the first way, if you make it all...
Well, I'm going to bench anyway. Well, what's not
Mina? I mean, according to the first way...
Everybody, yeah.
If you make it all Mifia, so then your bracha still was good. It wasn't like you didn't make a bracha with all. But according to the second way, you made a bracha with all.
Yeah, it was a bracha
with all. No, because it wasn't.
You couldn't do anything.
You
could have
just said bracha. You
couldn't do anything.
Okay, fine. Fine.
Bracha, according to the second
way. Right. Would it be a bracha with all or a bracha with all?
That's right.
I
don't understand that.
Don't worry. So, what do you say? So I think that from Rav Sheshes it would seem you could prove what the Chakir is, no?
I mean, so is it so it can't be part of the Suda?
No, because he's saying the only thing that's like this, is possible B'Kistin. Right? That's what Rav Sheshes is saying. The only thing that's like this is possible B'Kistin. We can just know what this is, we'll be okay.
On the name of it, it is part of the Suda. Possible B'Kistin is where it's going
to
be.
So what is he... that gets down to our bottom line thing. How is he comparing a case of possible B'Kistin to something that's eaten inside the Suda? What's the comparison? Right? And my other question. what is always in Dochen different from Pasuk Bekisnin? How does he say there's nothing like this Pasuk Bekisnin? And Rashi says, and Pasuk Bekisnin is just like Oris and Dochen. So he says nothing like this except Oris and Dochen. So what is going on? What is Rav Sheisha saying about Pasuk Bekisnin? And how is it comparable to our case? So what does he mean? So you must say like this. In other words, you must say that what's the difference between Pasuk Bekisnin having a bori minim zonos and then a bori nefashos, and Oris and Dochen having a bori nefashos, a bori minim zonos and a bori nefashos? What do you say about that? Yeah.
Maybe, and like even the. In terms of the Oris, that's a different kind of mizonos also.
Okay.
But by the here, it's the same kind of mizonos. It's just that what's happening with it is makes change the brand fashion, changes the brand.
Okay. In other words, Oris and Dochen, that's intrinsically the best they could possibly be. Is the highest level that they can get in bracha is that beforehand they get a bar mizonos. Whatever the svar is right now, right? But it's not, that's their limit. Their limit is that for the bracha rishona they can be called Muslim. But there's no way intrinsically there's no way they can get anything other than a bari nefashos at the end. Okay, that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about cases of intrinsic value. We're here really talking about the opposite. We're talking about things being eaten in a different way. Okay, so he's saying, Rav Sheish is saying, the only time you have a case where the thing's normal bracha is going to be changed because of the way it's being eaten is possible to kiss.
Including when it would be in a suda.
Now, as you want, that's what Rav Sheish is saying. Rav Sheish is saying, in order to say what you are saying, that the Te'inim and Anavim don't require a bracha achrona, in order to say that, you're going to have to say that because of the way they're being eaten normally, Te'inim and Anavim require a main shalosh. Right? And you see that they're not really being part of the, that they're not really tuffle to the pas, because you make a bracha achrona. Right? So then you're going to say that because of some other reason, because of the way that they're being eaten, their bracha achrona is going to change. In other words, Rav Sheish is saying that in order to say what you are saying, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, you have to say that because of the way it's being eaten in the context of this Suda, the bracha achrona has changed. Right? But there's only one thing that the bracha achrona has changed from, because of the way it's eaten. That's possible of a kisnet. Everything else, always, if it gets a bracha rishona, that means it's eaten in a normal way, and it demands its own bracha achrona. The only thing that's different is possible of a kisnet. So that's why I say it would resolve our question. It would seem certainly that Rav Sheshis is learning that the bracha of the Birkas Lamozin covers it because it's part of the Suda. Because otherwise this would be an exceptional case. Why would this be, why would Te'enim and Anavim be an exceptional case if you really chayev their own bracha? So they're like everything. Rav Sheisha says everything that has a bracha rishona requires its own bracha achrona, and they're not saying anything different. They're just saying the birkas of Muslim path is a b'dieved. Rav Sheisha is not talking about whether benching. He's not making a rule that birkas of Muslim can't cover ala peros b'dieved from you prove from pasuk kisnin. His whole argument only makes sense if you're going to learn that for some reason, even though they need a bracha rishona, for some reason the way they're being eaten removes their chiyuv of a bracha achrona. He says the only thing that has its bracha achrona removed because of the way it's eaten is possible b'kisnin. And that's why Rashi goes through a lengthy explanation to show that they're eaten in a very special way. And this derech achila, because of this derech achila, the bracha achrona has changed. But that's the only thing that has its bracha achrona changed because of its derech achila. Anything else, if it needs a bracha rishona, that means it's its normal derech achila. And if it's normal derech achila, it needs its own bracha achrona. Yeah.
Who's to say that it has to be the only case where the bracha can change?
Rashesh is to say.
But I mean, he's positing that, and he's using that as the force
that's
that it's impossible to hold by the other two.
That's what he held.
But I mean, like, there's no force behind that argument.
Other than Rashesh.
He's just positing that it can't be the case
shita.
Anywhere else.
He's telling you his shita. He's telling you his shita. That's his shita.
Not a proof.
Right, not a proof. Not a proof, because he's not quoting anybody.
I mean, he doesn't have to prove anything. It's a
shita. It just doesn't seem like a svar to me.
No, but the svar is, he's saying, because it's a change of the way it's being eaten. He's saying you're relying on an idea of it being eaten in a different way.
How is it normally eaten?
Tain him in an oven?
No.
Possible.
No, that's the only thing he's saying. That's the only thing, because he holds that is a special min. It's like it's a special min.
It's always
eaten that way.
Okay, it's never eaten. Okay.
You never just have pasta baba kista. Because that's how Rashi's learning. That's by definition what it is. It's always the pasta comes with the kissin. The kissin is always eaten after the suda. That's a special thing. Okay. But it's not like Tain him in an oven. Tain him in an oven are eaten all different kinds of ways.
That doesn't match up to us. I mean,
that won't match up to us. He's saying you're trying to make Tainim and Anovim into like a possible kissing.
No, I'm saying Rav Shish's definition or Rashi's definition of possible kissing doesn't match up to the present day because we...
What would our possible kissing be? I can't think of anything that would be possible kissing today. According to Rashi's
type of thing? According to this, we don't have...
Yeah, well, different sheet does what possible kissing is, right?
It's all based on healthy thing. It's all based on that toasted grains are healthy.
Right, I mean, is there anything that we would have? Nobody holds like this Rashi. Nobody holds like this Rashi. Everybody else learns the possible kisim was eaten before the Birkas HaMazon. Rashi's the only one who learns like this, that it was eaten after the Birkas HaMazon, and it doesn't require an alamichya. So there's a sheet of Dechuy. I mean, nobody learns like this. Nobody holds like this Rashi. Lehalacha. So anyway, I don't know what Rashi would think today, but... We don't have a case. There's nothing like that except for Oris and Dochan that you make a bird in his ass and then the bird fush at the end.
Why does he mention those?
What's that?
Why does he mention the?
That's how he holds. Nobody holds like him.
So how do you answer your original question of this is the only thing except?
So that's what I'm saying. This is the only thing that because of its derech achila the bracha has changed.
Oh, it's there. It's always that.
Oris and Dochan. Okay. That's intrinsically the only way it could be.
I see.
But you are relying on a certain svara. That and that's what Lamate Kasapiv is going to come back to. In other words, Rav Sheshes is saying to Rav Hun and Rav Nachman, it's important how it functions in the Suda. You're learning that even though it's not Lalefes Hapas, so it can't be covered by the Bracha Rishona of the Hamotzi, right? It's not Tofel to the Hamotzi, but in some sense, it's going to fit into the Suda. In some bigger sense, it's going to fit into the Suda. And that's why you hold, it's not going to require a bracha rishona. Right? Even though, normally, whenever you make a bracha rishona on Tainim and on Ovim, it requires its own bracha rishona. Here you're saying, because it's lamatek as a piv, it's going to be a separate thing. It says that is nothing like that. Yeah?
Are you saying your rishishis holds you wouldn't make a bracha rishona for pasam or kiss name it? Is because the bracha rishona for that is boring fasho, so therefore the benching wouldn't cover that?
No, I'm saying that it's possible because it's eaten after Berkas HaMazon, according to Rashi, right? And when he says you don't make a bracha, he means you don't make, like Rashi explains in Lama Zayin Amanal, it means you don't make its bracha. You don't make the bracha that's roy for the Shiva Minim. But you make a boring nefashos. It would seem Rashi always do make a boring nefashos. Because that's how he learns below klum over here. And he refers you back to Oris and Dochen. Oris and Dochen, lo klum means boring nefashos. Right? Rashi doesn't hold you don't make any bracha chorna after Oris and Dochen.
Why does Rashi bring that?
Because he wants you to know what it means, v'lo klum. Now, it is very important to Rashi, v'lo klum means bori nefashos. Because Rashi's learning it's after, knows most other Rishonim learn v'lo klum means literally v'lo klum. No bracha at all. And therefore they learn it's talking about before Birkas HaMazon. Rashi wants to learn it's after Birkas HaMazon. So he has to show you that the lashon of v'lo klum could also mean a bari nefashos.
That's according to him. Like, he learns.
It's according to him, according to Rav Sheshes,
No, it's not a proof that v'lo klum means bari nefashos. It's just that...
It's a raya.
It's a raya that he learns v'lo klum in another place means bari nefashos.
No, everybody holds it. Everybody holds by Oris and Dochen.
Oh, everybody holds it, you're saying.
Yeah, nobody holds you don't make any bracha korn after Oros
HaDochan. I thought that's what you were saying.
Oh, no. Right.
No. That wouldn't be
acceptable. Right. Yeah.
Wait, when Rosh Hashanah says that you make a bracha korona on peros in the meal?
That you make a bracha rishon on the peros in the meal, right?
So is he saying that is like a new mechayev?
That's right. Well, he's saying that once you're going to say it's not part of the pas, once you're going to say it's not part of the pas, notice what's the machlok between Rav Nachman and Rav Hashanah, right?
Right.
Yeah. So what do you say? What's the machlokes of Nachman? Well, Rashi says. See, Rashi sort of gives a reason for Rav Sheshes before he gives the proof of Rav Sheshes. That's also what's a little confusing, right? Because first Rashi explains Rav Sheshes is just the normal thing, and then he has this whole complicated rule, right? First he says, why does Rav Sheshes say you need the Baruch HaChrona? Because it's not Zion, right? Bein lifnei bein acharem. The lo poter elimidi de Zion, v'hani lo Zayini. So in other words, is the machlokes about? So what does that mean? In light of the way Rashi's learning Rosh Hashanah, what does it mean that it's lo zayini? I mean, it sounds like a regular question about Birkas HaMozen. Well, Birkas HaMozen cover things that are not zayini. What does that have to do with Rosh Hashanah's rule? You know, Rosh Hashanah's rule is not about things that are zayini, right? The whole thing is a little confusing. So that's what I'm trying to say, that Rav Sheshes is saying it's not part of the meal, right? Let me think one second. Right. In other words, since it's not part of the meal, Birkas HaMozen won't cover it because Birkas HaMozen doesn't cover things that are. What's that? Right.
But it seems circular.
So what about Rav Huna and Rav Nachman? Why do they hold Birkas HaMozen will cover it?
Birkas HaMozen is
even though it's not Lelefis is a pas, why will Birkas HaMozen cover it?
It's a bracha korona for the Suda. If you have a Suda, you have a bracha korona that supports the Suda.
Right, so in other words, that's one way to learn of it. That Rashi's learned, when he says it's not Zayini, so what he means to say is, in other words, that's why he says it's Lamatek es hapiv. What does he mean? He means to say it is coming in the Suda, but it's not coming in the Suda to fill you up. It's not coming in the Suda as Zayini. It's coming in the Suda for a specific function of the Matek as Piv. And that's the question between Rav Huna and Rav Sheshes. Right? Rav Huna says, once it's coming, once it has a place in the Suda, right? So then the Birkas HaMozen will cover it. Right? But Rav Sheshes holds, only if it is fully in the Suda and it's functioning as the rest of, like the rest of the Suda. But then it wouldn't need a Bracha Rishon either. So once you see it's coming with a different function, like Lamatek Piv, and it's not coming as a for Mozon, so then it's a separate entity already.
Would you say a separate Chiv, like a Trenanen?
Like, yeah, it's like a different thing already. It's not part of the Suda anymore.
You're saying everyone agrees that it's part of the Suda, then the Bracha Korona is Bracha Korona.
Right.
And then you're saying it's a hopeless about whether or not the same is part of the Suda.
That's what we've seen. That's what he means, it's not Zion. Because we said, that's what I was asking, what he means not Zion? Everything is Zion, except for Melech and water. What he means to say is it's not coming for that purpose. In the Suda, it doesn't have a role of Zion. It has a role of Lamatek Piv. You understand? He's not saying factually it's not Zion. Who says the Gemara says in Lamed Hey on base? Everything is Zion except for salt and water. But what he means to say is like Rashi said in the beginning, it's coming Lamatek Piv. In the Suda, you can't say this has a function of Zion. In the Suda, if you're going to have it as part of the Suda, what function in the Suda would it have? Not a function of Zion. It does not have a function of Zion. It's coming because you were in between courses and you want to cleanse your palate. That's not a function of Zion in the Suda. When he says it's not Zion-y, he means in the Suda it's not Zion-y. You see what I'm saying? He's not saying that if you made a neder not to call hazon olah, you could eat ta'inim and anavim. That's the Gemara in Lamed Hayam Beis.
He's saying the purpose of this object is not.
He's saying the birkas hamazon going on the Suda will only cover those things that are Zion, that are bo in the Suda as Zion. But this is bo lamatek pir. Yeah.
I don't know, before we said like whenever when something comes to like just to like ease your palate or like
you cleanse your palate.
What? Cleanse your palate or
oh like, ease your palate. Well, that's different. Is it different. That's to counteract something else. That's tofel. Okay. So that's you eating it to counteract what you had before, to remove the astringency of the thing you ate before, to remove the intensity of the thing you ate before. It demands it. The thing you ate before demands it. You can't eat the thing before without eating this too. That's not the case here. The case here is you want to switch. You just want to switch. You want to go from one taste to the next. But it's not like I eat as extreme. That's like the mission over here. If you eat maliach and then you have pas, so you don't make a broch on the pas. Why? Because the maliach is so salty, you just need something to get the salt out of your mouth. This is lamatek asapir. That's exactly what Rashi says. Right now you want to serve a nice little sweet. You want a sweet now. In the Suda, there's a certain place for a sweet. But it's not mazon, it's not zaini. It's a changer, it's a change of tastes.
It's really, like, what it is, it really is for the next thing that you're going to eat. But it has its, like, but in it, but it is.
That's right. That's like the Rashba explains. That those cases of Iker and Tofel is when you don't care about the value of the no of the thing you're eating now. It's purely to remove the past thing. But if you care about the value of what you're eating now, you can't call it a tofel to the prior thing. Can't say that's the learning. You understand? It has to have no value other than the removal of the past. That's the only way you can say it's tofel. But if it has its own value, no, you can't just say it's tofel to the prior thing.
Are you saying that being Zion and also being a Muslim is the same thing?
Like, no, they're not the same, because there's Zion and there's Muslim, separate thing.
See, when I was learning when he says to do the design that it was Muslim, because of Aliyah Rashi.
I know Aliyah Rashi. But that's not what he says here.
But isn't it the same, he's using the same reason, that the reason in this case is that you don't need a bracha afterwards, because it's meaning Muslim.
Well, I'm saying the whole thing is a different question. It's not a question of the thing on its own. It's a question of the thing in the Suda. Even Zion in the Suda is part of the function of Suda. But Lamatek es Hapiv is not part of the function of Suda. Okay. So that's what it means. That's what Rav Sheshes' argument is. Rav Sheshes' argument is you want to say that it's going to have that because of the way you're eating it, that really, Teinim and Anavim, normally when you want to eat Teinim and Anavim, they require Bracha Rishona and their own Bracha Achrona. But now that you're eating it, you're doing the same thing, but basically in the context of a Suda, that's going to change its Bracha Achrona. Says that you don't have that a Derech Achila is going to change the Bracha Achrona of something unless it's a Pasuk of Kisanim, which is an exclusive definition of this thing. But Teinim and Anavim there's nothing exclusive over here. It's just the way you happen to be eating it. That doesn't work. If the way you happen to be eating it is not completely part of the Suda, it still has its own shame, Achila, then it's going to demand its own Bracha Achrona. Unless it's part of the suda intrinsically, then it's gonna demand its own bracha achrona. Can't be part of the suda in some accidental way, right? And the test is if you have to make a bracha rishona on it or not. If you have to make a bracha rishona on it or not, if you have to make a bracha rishona, then it's not part of the suda. As a Muslim, and if it's not part of the suda as a Muslim, because a Muslim won't cover it. Zion, whatever. Okay. That's Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, and Rav Sheshes. And now they're all arguing on Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya said, "Pas poteres komini makol, v'yayim po de komini mashkin." Yeah. So he holds even from the bracha rishona. Even from the bracha rishona, it doesn't need. Right. That's the difficult shita. That's the difficult shita because it's not tuffle to the pas. It's not lalefes as a pas. So it's not really tuffle to the pas. So why would it not need bracha rishona? Difficult cheat. That's the difficult cheat.
Very possible. What is he saying? That everything has a shema chira?
He's saying anything eaten in the suda, in any context, anything eaten in any way in the suda, doesn't need a bracha rishona and doesn't need a bracha achrona. Not only like Rav Huna, it doesn't need a bracha achrona, right? Because the Birkas HaMazon goes on the whole suda, but it doesn't even need a bracha rishona. But we were saying bracha rishona goes by pas, whether the pas. Whether it's tuffle to the pass. He's saying it doesn't even go by that. Right?
The pass just potters everything.
Potters everything. That's the Volchita. Okay. Alright, let's just finish up. Let's finish up let's do the and Yayin the same thing for drinks. Let's go through the last three cases and then we'll go through the Rashba tomorrow, okay? Because the Rashba explains each shita very, very, he deals with each shita more comprehensively. Different, it's different than Rashi. Go ahead.
Rav Papa.
Rav Papa Amar.
Rav Papa. The Hilchos Hadvarim Habaim Machmas Suda Besuch Suda Ain't Bracha Lo Lifneim Lo Lachreim.
Okay, so now we have three categories: things that come Machmas Suda Besuch Suda. What does that mean according to Rashi?
So Dvarim Habaim Machmas Suda Lefes Bahen Pas.
So machmas asuda means lalefes ben asapas. So what's the suda according to Rashi? You see, the pas. He's calling suda, right? So things that are machmas asuda means to say they're eaten with the pas. Those things don't need any bracha. Go ahead, davalu.
Ushalom machmas asuda.
More than Rashi, ain't doing bracha. Davalu tefela.
Davu tefela hilchach kol midei bein mazon bein peros hevil liftan ein bo bracha lo lepanav lo lachora.
So it's funny because this is the case that Rashi said before, is the pashut case, right? That was the first Rashi. He says it's not lalefes is a pas. Dimkein avlu tefela vein cholik b'davar. That's everybody agrees, right? So that's what Rashi is in fact learning is the very first case here. It's the case that he said before is completely unnecessary.
Where is Lefes?
Where it is a Lefes is a Pas.
Right?
That was when we first had the case of Tainim and Anavim, Rashi says, this is not the case of the Lefes is a Pas. Because that everybody agrees is no Bracha. Right? But this is the case that he said before and nobody argues on. Okay. So that's a little funny. A little funny to have a case that's obvious. But anyway, that's how he's learning the first case. Go ahead.
Okay, Shlom Achmas Asuda Besoch Asuda. So, Tunim Bracha Lefneim, Ve'entunim Bracha Lacharehim.
So, what's Shlom Achmas Asuda mean, according to Rashi?
So, he says, Shlom Achmas Asuda Besoch Asuda, Kigon, Disa, Vechin, Karo, Vitardin, She'enon Lifton, Uban, Mazon, Velisva.
Okay, so there's a new case. That what? It's things that are not eaten with the bread, right? But yet, what are they? They come. Lemozon ulasova, like a side dish. So the bracha rishona. So what do you do in that case? Needs a bracha beforehand. Why?
Tuna bracha lefnehem delav tefillin in him.
They're not tofel to the pas.
Einam bichlal lechem the nifter berkas hamotzi.
So it's not going to be tofel to the pas. So it needs a bracha rishona. Right. It needs a bracha rishona because it's not tofel to the pas. You eat it separately. You don't eat it with the pas. You don't have your potato kugel on your with your bread. right? So why doesn't it need... So in that case, it's like our original case of Te'inim and another. But why does it not need a bracha achrona?
The meaning Muslim in the Berkos Muslim Patarson.
Because they are meaning Muslim. They are meaning Muslim. Okay. Go ahead.
So then Gemara says...
Now, our Gemara says, La'acha ha-Sa'uda.
Yeah.
Right, notice that our Gemara says Shelo Machmas HaSuda, and then it has it broken up in two cases. Shelo Machmas HaSuda Bisoch HaSuda, and then La'achar HaSuda.
Right.
Right. Rashi goes out of his way to change that.
Yeah. Haragilin Lava La'achar HaSuda.
Devarim, he says Devarim Haragilin Lava La'achar HaSuda. Why does Rashi say that?
Because he wants to say that it's a case that's in the Suda, not that it's at the Suda.
That's
just
right.
What
he wants
kind
to say it's even
it?
Things in the Suda.
Right.
But it's a certain kind of a food. If you learn the first, if you learn like our Girsa, so then it's the same, it's the food, and then there's two cases of the food. It's Dvarim Shalom Machma, it's La Shalom Machma Suda, that's a type of food. And now this food, sometimes you eat it in the Suda, and sometimes you eat it after the
Suda. Either way, before Bikkur Zemozon, though, right?
Yeah. But according to Rashi, that would mean the side dishes after the Suda, right? So that he can't. He doesn't want to learn that way. He wants to learn, and then there'd be no cases of Tainim and Anavim in the Suda, which was the very first case we started with. So that's why he learns. It doesn't mean it's not the second half of that second case, but it's a completely new case. It's things that normally are eaten after the Suda, like Peros. That's our first case. Right, so now we're going to see how do we paskin from the first three sheets. How do we paskin? Okay. Peros, afil v'im besocha suda, shalom achmas lifton. So that's the original case. Afil v'im tein v'anov. So how do we paskin? Te'unim bracha.
Ein lifnehem, t'lav t'feilin.
I lost the place. Ein te'unim bracha lifnehem.
T'lav t'feilin.
Right. Bain lefnein, bain lachar. So who do we hold like? Roshashas. So we hold like Roshashas. Te'unin bracha bain lefneim, the lav tefela ninhu. Bain lacharem, dein birkas amozim potrosan, the lav mizoni ninhu. So you see clearly that what? So that's the sheet of Roshashas. That in terms of the birkas amozim, in terms of the bracha, in terms of the hamotzi, it goes by tefela to the pas. Is it tefel to the pas or not? So both peros and these vegetables are not tefel to the pas, right? Both the peros and the vegetables are not tefel to the pas. The side dishes are not tefel to the pas. So what's the difference though with the bracha achrona?
If it's part of the Suda. By virtue of its own qualities.
So in other words, so therefore what? Therefore you're going to say that what? That since they're coming differently, they're coming as mozon in the Suda. Since they're coming as mozon in the Suda, that's why they don't need a bracha achrona. It's not like the Te'inim and Anavim that are coming lamateh as piv. It's not that Rav Sheshes has anything against having a bracha rishona and no bracha achrona. It's interesting, right? It's not that Rav Sheshes has anything against having a bracha rishona and no bracha achrona, which sounds like what he was saying originally, right? Because according to Rashi, we're really possibly like Rav Sheshes. And yet there's this whole category in the middle that we have of brachos, the things that need a bracha rishona, no bracha achrona. Because he's saying, right? That is mozon. That is coming as mozon. His problem was to say it's lamatek as piv and say there's no bracha in the end. But anyway, according to the Pesach, according to the Rav Papa, so as it come out, that in terms of bracha rishona, it always goes by whether it's the malachis or the pas. In terms of bracha achrona, it goes by if it's part of the Suda, essentially. In terms of functioning as mazon, the same function as the Suda. If it has the same, in order to be part of the bracha rishona, it has to be the maisa achila of the pas. It has to be part of the achila sapas, right? But in terms of birkas hamazon, it has to be part of the function of the suda. Correct? That would seem to be the way Rashi learns the suya.
What's the bracha rishona?
The achila sapas has to be achila sapas. So even things that are eaten, for instance, meats and all these other things, it would seem, Rashi would say, if they're not eaten with the pas, they need no bracha.
But
not a bracha korna.
But that's not literally eaten with the pas. It's
right.
Just, it can be eaten with the pas.
It would seem it really has to be eaten with the pas. It would seem it really has to be eaten with the pas, according to Rashi. Yeah. Okay. That's Rashi sheet over here. All right, so let's take a you know what we should do? Maybe see the Tosu Hilchsa. I don't want to go through the whole thing, but just take a look where he gives the shot, the Pirish Ari at the end, the last few lines. Pirish Ari, Al Kain Pirish Ari.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gives a different interpretation, and I made a copy of the Rashba. We'll just do the first paragraph. So if you want to make a copy, maybe we'll do. I just printed the rest because maybe we'll get to it. Well, actually, yeah, we could do up to the first two paragraphs.